Troy Rank is our Denver 7 Broncos insider, presented by ROX Rocks Heating and Air. Troy, what's the latest with today? What should we expect about who's playing and who's not playing today?
Yeah, we're still trying to get clarity on Bradley Chubb. I would not be surprised if he doesn't go, but I've been watching to see if he's come out here in pregame. They had the practice squad guys all go through a workout. I have not seen Bradley. So that they, it could be a pregame situation where they test his agility, DMAC on the turf, and then move from there. But because it's a 17-game season, if he doesn't feel right, I do think they'll be cautious. But he hasn't been ruled out yet. That will be. We'll know that soon. It just felt like this morning it was went back to more 50-50, where it felt like Friday maybe it was 60-40, him playing. Now it definitely feels more like 50-50.
Hey, can you kind of take us through the evolution of this whole ankle situation with him? When it cropped up, where was he and the Broncos? Did they wait too long to address it? Just kind of walk us through, because it just seems like this whole ankle stuff, you know, kind of came out of nowhere.
Yeah, well, this is a different ankle. So this is the left ankle. The right ankle, he ended the season with a right ankle injury, and he was training and he felt good, but then he would, you know, as he trained, there would be like a day where it really started to bother him, and he got to a point where, is this going to linger all year? Could he have avoided surgery? Perhaps, but he just got kind of caught in between. It wasn't obvious, in other words, after the season, he needed surgery. And I know some people, we just get surgery right away. Well, surgery is always the last resort. You don't just get surgery. And so he got caught in between, Mike. That was his right ankle. He ended up having, like, bone chips removed. Because what would happen, he'd work out, like, 2 or 3 days in a row, and then it would get uncomfortable, and he didn't want to deal with that all season. This latest injury, he got hurt in that Rams game, is our understanding, and it wasn't considered anything. And then when he reported back after the game, it just didn't feel right, and he was okay. And then he had like a minor setback, and it didn't look like, then he didn't practice. And they're like, oh, is he going to play? And then he looked like he made progress, but I don't know if he's made enough progress to play today. So what they never said it was sideways regarding the bone chips thing. He just kind of got caught in between. And it's unfortunate to miss this game because this is a great matchup for him against the leaky offensive line.
Troy Rank joins us from Jersey. The Broncos made a couple of roster moves, calling up cornerback Nate Hairston and also elevating running back Demaria Crockett from the practice squad. What was behind those moves, Troy?
Yeah, you need defensive back depth. There's never a lack of depth. And both those guys can play special teams. Crockett in particular played special teams during the preseason and was really good at it. So he wasn't a surprise. And it protects them more for special teams with Crockett. And Hairston, it just covers you. You know, one guy goes down. I mean, Surtain would then go in. But you just, that's not a position as they learned last year, where you want to be scrambling mid-game. And Hairston, frankly, had a great camp. He was better than Kerry Vincent Jr., at least during camp. I mean, Vincent's a draft pick, and he's faster. But if you're just basing it on performance, Hairston earned a spot on the team. And also, again, Crockett isn't for his running ability. They're bringing him up for special teams, and that's kind of the reasoning for that one.
You look at this offense, and just what is your feel about what we'll see as Pat Shurmur? Are we going to see a different look from Pat Shurmur, the way he calls things, just after what you've watched during this offseason, during the exhibition games? Do you got a handle yet on what the identity of this offense is going to be?
It's hard because we're splitting time with quarterbacks, and they both have a unique skill set. That was kind of our main complaints throughout camp, is when are you going to start calling an offense to each guy's strengths? And you know, Drew Lock, play action, that's his strength. He's great in play action. And would that be it? Would they run more? Well, Teddy is clearly more comfortable in shotgun. He could do play action. But so it's not an easy answer. I do think they want to be a run-first team. They want to have a physical identity and play off of that. And not just play action, but play action boot. And be able to use that as a physical part of who they are. And let's be honest, it helps you control the clock. It plays into a strong defense, but they've got to find a way to use their passing weapons. That's the thing. It's like some teams run because they don't have weapons on the outside. You've got Judy, you've got Sutton, you've got Noah Fant, who didn't get a target in the preseason in 2 games. So that's the balance. And the onus is on Pat Shurmur to fit the calls around Bridgewater. I do think at times he butted heads with Drew Lock, and that they couldn't get Drew to buy into the kind of the check down mode stuff. And Shurmur was, for me, trying to use Drew vertically way too much last year when he wasn't ready for it, and that's reflected in his inaccuracy. But the reality is the onus is on Pat Shurmur to find the balance. And I do think, though, you're going to see them try to establish the run with Gordon and Javonte Williams and then spin off that.
What's your prediction for today?
Again, before the preseason, I had them losing this game. And it wasn't the scores in the preseason. I mean, 80-21 doesn't mean anything to me. It was how they played, the sense of urgency. Fangio's made a couple of adjustments in terms of the player's schedule, in terms of team captains, in terms of some of the stuff in practices that suggests this is a very winnable game. Mm. And they are all aware of the September joke of 8 straight losses. But the Giants haven't won a home opener since 2010. I mean, this is sinking ships collide in September here. So I believe Broncos win a close game 23-19.
Thank you, Troy Wright. We appreciate it. Our Denver 7 Broncos Insider brought to you by ROX, Rocks Heating and Air.